morning.
For you, how dare you?
Why can't I say that?
Yes, we've never had a real life diva.
Don't give a
warning.
Sis, who does he think he is?
I have some dirt.
Will you confirm or deny?
Maybe you should rephrase the question.
Warning.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's focus.
From reality TV to real life, it's all just So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto.
Guys, welcome to another episode of So Dramatic. I'm Megan Pistetto. Yay, Bachelor in Paradise is finally finito. 4 nights of Married at First Sight 2.0 was just way too much. It seriously almost killed me. Now, I'm so excited. I have a very special episode planned for you all today to celebrate the end of Paradise. But before we get into things, I have some breaking news I need to share about our favorite Paradise diva, Jamie Doran. He unblocked me on Instagram yesterday. Now, we all know that I am no Jamie stan, but he really impressed me this weekend. He posted a hilarious video impersonating another contestant who shall not be named on this podcast because we don't want to give him any more airtime. But it was so funny. I actually begged Jamie to unblock me after he posted it. So we're friends again, guys. Things move very quickly in the reality TV world. As we know, it's a fast-moving beast. Make sure you keep up. Now, check the video out on my Instagram at Dramatic Podcast. I've personally watched it about 40 times now. And you'll also be able to see I definitely wasn't lying about Jamie auditioning for Neighbours because he shows off his incredible acting skills in the video. And someone send that to NIDA ASAP. Make sure you read the comments on the two posts before that as well if you want the backstory on the whole saga. It's involving Litany, Naranga, Kat Hennessy, Abby Chatfield, and even Georgia Love weighed in on the drama.
I wasn't even invited, but I still went. And, you know, Britney, everyone knows Britney. You know, dancing Britney, high energy Britney. Well, she just kicked me out of the party for no reason.
Guys, today's episode is so huge that I'm going to go off script. I'm throwing the usual format of the show out the window and scrapping So Juicy and So Scandalous. That's how huge this scoop is. So unfortunately, that means no Lockie T. I know I said I would start spilling today on him, but he'll just have to wait another episode now because what I have in store for you guys is way more explosive and I want to finish the season of Paradise off with a bang. So last week I said that I had two special guests coming on the show today. Well, exciting news. I actually have three now. I know. I've even impressed myself. Kiki Morris and Renee Barrett are on the show. Pause for dramatic effect. Yes, you heard right. So since Channel 10 and COVID deprived us of our on-screen Paradise reunion this year, I thought I'd just have my own right here, right now. I never deprive you guys of anything here at So Dramatic. So Kiki and Renee are going to set the record straight on their relationships, plural, with Kieran. We find out Kieran was dating multiple women at the same time, including Kiki and Renee. And Renee also drops a massive bombshell about her breakup with Matt Wyatt. Lots of tea to spill. He basically did the dirty on Renee and cheated on her. So we'll find out more about that later on. I've also got Matt's ex-girlfriend, Shay, who he dated straight after Renee joining the call as well. He's the girl he cheated on her with. And as incestual as we know reality TV to be, Shay also used to date Reese Power. Just a little bit of background info, who is the brother of Jessica Power, who dated Matt before Renee. So we've come full circle, guys. This is my special treat that I promised you all when I said you would be rewarded if you helped me surpass Oprah on the podcast charts, which I did. And I've been working very hard to make this happen. So I hope you enjoy it. I'm eternally grateful for all of your support. So it's the least I can do. So much drama, such little time. Let's get into the show.
But you're like the last person we can tell things to.
You want to know something?
I have some dirt.
So juicy. So guys, we saw Kiki and Kieran leave Paradise and walk off into the sunset together in the finale, but we know they have since broken up. So I've got Kiki on the phone to explain what happened after Paradise with her and Kieran. Hey, Kiki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm kind of just coming back down to earth after watching the show back now and it's been quite a whirlwind.
How are you handling it all?
Yeah, kind of rehashing all those emotions again and realizing how much I didn't know and how much that I had to find out, obviously now seeing it, because no one was ever really going to tell me to my face. So thank God for the cameras.
You're a bit...
But, you know, I'm okay now. Yeah, I've really come to terms with a lot of things.
So we're going to get into all of that in a minute. Full disclosure before we start, I am friends with you and Kieran, so I do know a little bit about what's happened since. And you guys were in love after Paradise, right?
Yeah. So after Paradise, things kind of really picked up momentum. Again, from the final episode that we all saw, Kieran and I, you know, talked it out after the meet the parents, and I agreed to kind of go home back to Sydney and kind of have a fresh start, wipe the slate clean and start from scratch, having thought I knew everything that had gone on. And yeah, things were really good there for a while.
And you were totally obsessed with each other. He actually moved in with you straight after Paradise into your apartment in Sydney. You even spent Christmas together.
Yep. He came and met the whole family. He obviously met my mum. We saw him get grilled by my mum when they meet the parents. She didn't really hold back, did she? But he met my whole family, and we spent Christmas together. And he was living with me from the very day that we left Fiji. So he went to Darwin, packed up the remainder of his stuff, put his car on a truck, shipped it to Sydney, and moved into my house.
It all happened very quick, right? It was 0 to 100. Yeah. You guys didn't muck around. He even got a tattoo of your name, which I saw. I was there when he got it. I was with you guys after Jackson's.
You were there. Yeah, that's right. So we went to Jackson's infamous golf birthday party, and one of my best friends is a tattooist in Surry Hills, and we were literally at the bar next door. I actually went in to get a tattoo with my best friend, Steph, and Kieran was like, I've been saying I want to get a tattoo of you basically since I met you, so I've got a space on my wrist that's empty, and I want to get your lips and your name tattooed on my wrist. So it was my handwriting of my own name, and I picked up someone's lipstick out of their bag, obviously not COVID-19 safe, but someone had lipstick, and I put it on, kissed the piece of paper, my girlfriend dropped the stencil, and within 20 minutes he had my name and my lips tattooed on his wrist.
Oh my God. And I was standing there being like, are you sure you want to do this? I think I wasn't as drunk as everyone else.
I think this might be a little bit too quick, but whatever.
And that was literally a week after you left Paradise, but.
I actually remember it was the 13th, I think, of December. So we'd been back for 2 weeks. He'd been living with me for about 10 days.
Oh my God, 0 to 100. But he's since got the tattoo removed, right? Can you tell us about that?
This is funny. So. Obviously, at this stage, I had him blocked on everything when I finally saw that he had the tattoo removed. I had a friend of mine send me a screenshot of him. Actually, it might have been Renee that sent it to me because he was back in Darwin, and he had, you know how they, the telltale sign someone's had a tattoo, they've got Glad Wrap wrapped on them. He had Glad Wrap around his wrist, and he was getting the back of his head tattooed. So that was the kind of telltale sign that he'd tattooed over it. And I think we zoomed right in, and it looked like he just tattooed like a big black blob over my lips and name. So,
oh my God. So it's literally black square.
That was the telltale sign that he was well and truly done, and he couldn't cover it up with bangles and things anymore, because I'd seen that he had been out in Brisbane and things like that with like a stack of bracelets covering it. Like, who the hell wears beaded bracelets these days? But he had like a stack of them covering his wrist. So he got it covered up pretty quick, smart, yeah.
So I guess he wanted to make the breakup very official. So
that's it, yeah. We're being reminded of my big juicy lips on his wrist, was obviously holding him back from moving on with other girls.
Okay, so we know you guys have split now. Why did it all fall apart? What happened?
Oh, so this is the thing. Everything was great till it wasn't, and then it was terrible. So I think around about New Year's, we had a New Year's Eve party at Jackson's house. And then we went out on a boat for New Year's Day, the boat I used to work on, Hampton, Sydney. It was awesome. We were having the time of our lives. Everyone was all really like, wow, you guys are so in love, la, 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 la. And it felt really good. And we were all back at Jackson's house. And my best girlfriend, Steph, was sitting talking to Kieran. And she was like, babe, he's just pouring his heart out to me, saying how much he wants to be a better guy for you, how in love he is, how he's never had anything good before. It was all looking really positive. But something kind of happened throughout the night, and it reminded me of what Alicia told me in Paradise that we didn't get to see. And that was when he was first talking to me on Instagram, he was also talking to none other than Tennille from Bachelor in Paradise season 2.
And oh my God, really? Tennille?
Yeah.
Isn't she in Brisbane?
She's in Brisbane, yeah. But her and Kira were in Sydney for New Year's. And whilst the party was happening, we're all having a good time, the doorbell rings at Jackson's house, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and Tennille's there. And I'm like, oh, this is bizarre. Okay, come in, join the party. And it made me think, hang on a second, this is weird. Wasn't he talking to Sunil when he first met me? Like, it was always a kind of a question in the back of my mind. But, you know, I didn't want to really pick the stab too much with all the other shit that happened, so I just let it slide. Then she turns up, and I kind of let it go. Fast forward two more days, and it's like the 3rd or 4th of January, and I hit him up about it and say, how the hell did Sunil get to Jackson's? How did she find out about the party? He had been messaging her saying, yeah, come, join the party, la, 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 la. And it kind of just didn't sit well with me, and I thought, you know, why are you still talking to this girl that you were trying to pursue when you first met me? That's a bit bizarre. You know, you shouldn't be doing that. And it just turned into a huge argument. Obviously, we've seen what Kieran's like when he gets back into a corner. It turns from, you know, a conversation between two adults to a temper tantrum with a three-year-old in the confectionery aisle of Coles. Like, he just went ballistic at my house. I'm effing leaving. I'm effing going. You don't trust me. You're never going to trust me. Why would I stay here? And I was just like, okay, you could have just told me what was going on. You didn't have to carry on. This was like 2 o'clock in the morning, having a massive meltdown in my home. And after that, it just like kind of combusted from there. We went on a holiday up to Townsville together, and it was like being on a holiday with a stranger, to be honest, particularly like uncomfortable for both of us. And then by the time we got back to Sydney, I said to him, if you're going to continue to treat me like this, I feel like I'm a stranger in my own home, walking on eggshells around you. I think you should leave. I went to the gym. I got home from the gym. All his stuff was packed at my back door, and he drove straight to Melbourne.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I knew that you'd broken up and he moved to Melbourne. I didn't know about Tennille. So he was messaging her before you got together.
Alicia, so the night of the baller banquet where I think I have a blow-up with Alicia. Sorry, Alicia. Obviously, she was trying to help me out, but I couldn't really work out who to trust. But she also said to me, Kiki, I don't know if you know this, but if it wasn't you coming to Paradise, he would have done the same thing with Sunil. He was messaging her at the same time. You know, you and her were kind of his choice. So just so you know. And I kind of went, oh, I don't really want to create a big deal about this because we already have so much going on. But it always sat in the back of my mind that, you know, his track record's pretty bad when it comes to jumping from girl to girl. It really made me think, you know, how much longer is it going to be before he, you know, pursues something with her while we're together, or was he messaging her the whole time that I don't know about? There were so many grey areas with Kieran, and he would never sit down and tell me the truth to my face. I'd always have to find something out first, and then he would obviously then own up to it in his own particular spin of how it happened, and it was somebody else's fault always that he was getting in trouble.
Definitely keeping his options open, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, I was told by someone else as well that he was, actually I think I read this in an article maybe, he was seeing that or messaging that bachelor chick from LA, Demi Barnett.
Yeah.
Is that true?
So again, something that I did not know until after we had split. So it could have been, he may have been, you know, sowing his wild oats with her at the same time he was living in my house and messaging her, because the second that we split up, they start openly commenting on each other's stuff on Instagram.
Oh,
I have friends sending me screenshots. So, you know, it's a little bit too close to comfort for him to have this newfound friendship with her unless he'd been secretly messaging her while he was living with me. Like, that's probably more accurate and believable that, you know, he had his book open, his little black book open with so many other girls' names in there ready to just kind of pounce on the next new thing the second that we split up. So,
super spreader. Yeah.
He's a
super
spreader, yeah.
And nothing gets past you. You've got a sixth sense about this stuff. Like, you know when something's up, don't you?
Yeah. My intuition's never wrong. And I just kind of thought to myself, you know, him and I were looking at apartments and it was all too good to be true. We were moving into an apartment together and we were planning on starting a business. I'm really into fashion. If you didn't quite get that from the a million outfit changes on the show, that's something that I'm really passionate about, and that's something he's also passionate about. So we were going to start a business together. Within a week, all these dreams that we had kind of fell to pieces. He basically left me homeless because I'd put in my notice in my apartment. My housemate had already moved out. The place that we were looking to move into, I couldn't afford on my own. And he just up and left.
So you and Kieran had been looking at apartments, and then he'd basically just up and left to Melbourne, and you had already given your notice, so you were homeless. What did you do?
Yeah. Look, I went into kind of like breakdown mode for a couple of days. Like, I was a bit of an emotional wreck. I did rely very heavily on obviously my friends and family. I was really lucky to find a place. I had one day left before I had to move out, and I went to an open house and said, I will pay an extra $100 a week rent if you guys can let me move in tomorrow. Yeah, and I found a place and moved out on my own, which obviously at the time seemed really scary and daunting, but I think it was the best way for me, like, to self-reflect on some decisions I'd made, you know, rushing so quickly into a relationship with him, and having that time to kind of be on my own and get my independence back has actually been the best thing for me. But seeing the silver lining out of that situation, like, wasn't necessarily the best thing. Like, I shouldn't have to find a silver lining in the situation. I should never have been put in that situation in the first place. But, you know, I did triumph over it. I've got a great place now. I've got a dog. I'm really happy. But still, he should never have done that. That's a really shitty thing to do.
Definitely not. Have you spoke to him since?
Never heard from him again after he walked out my back door.
Get out.
With one of his fake tear, like, I'm so sorry, you deserve better, bullshit friggin' lines that he used on me and Renee on the show. Took the same card, like, I can't give you everything you deserve. I need to work on myself. There's something wrong with me. And literally got this car, drove straight to Melbourne, and went on like a 5-day suck fest. God knows who. Like, God. What a load of shit.
I think you're better off anyway.
Absolutely. Look, I couldn't have happened at a better time, because if we would have spent any more time together and moved in together, then I would have really been up shit creek without a paddle, because I would have been in a lease that I couldn't afford. So, yeah. You know, timing is everything, and I think it was just our time to kind of go our separate ways.
Blessing in disguise. And I heard another rumor. Can you clear this up? Are you friends with Jess Brody?
Jess and I, we literally spent one day in Paradise. I went on my date with Kieran. So we didn't really know each other. Like, I think she apologized to me about a week ago for everything that obviously happened on the show, but I wouldn't exactly say we're friends, no.
Because I heard that she'd been with Kieran since he'd moved to Melbourne.
Yeah, so this is another, I guess, thing you hear on the grapevine. This is the beauty of the reality TV family that we have. Everything gets back to you when something happens. And
or me.
he got to Melbourne and apparently he caught up with Jess. I think Renee also told me that. Sarah and I have become quite close. The sisterhood of, you know, the exes.
But, first wives club.
The first wives club. So she told me that he'd been back catching up, staying at Jess's house, this, that and the other. And then that telltale sign, I think about 2 weeks after he moved out of my house, was that she posted that post on Facebook saying, okay, 2020, we ain't doing white boys with tattoos no more.
So yes, I posted that.
I don't know, unless it was Machine Gun Kelly. I think we all know she was talking about Kieran.
Oh, God, what a mess. Okay, so let's talk about Paradise. When you got to Paradise, did you know that he'd slept with Jess before you got there?
I didn't know before I got there. I had no idea. We don't know anything. So he left my house for the airport at like 5 a.m. to go fly out to Paradise. He sent me this big, long-winded romantic text as he's getting to the airport before they take our phones off us. Like, I've had a great weekend. I knew you and I were going to hit it off. Can't wait for you to get to Paradise. Like, it's going to be me and you, babe. We're going to be, you know, we're going to really see how this is going to work, and hopefully we'll make it work in the real world.
Oh, so you did have a pact to be together.
It wasn't necessarily a pact, because I still had my options open. Like, it was literally, we hung out for a weekend. But it was like, now I know you're coming. You're the person I want to be with, but see what happens. So I wouldn't exactly call it a pact, because, you know, I only knew the guy for the weekend and he was pretty wild that weekend. But I was open to it. I thought, he's a bit younger, very different to what I'm used to, got a connection with this guy, I'm going to give it a go. That's the short of it all. I get to Paradise. I'm kept in isolation for a day. I come in with my date card. I can already sense that there's something weird, because I walk in and he's off the bar with Jess. And everyone comes up to say hi to me and he's kind of hanging back, looking like he's just been a ghost. And the ghost of the girl that you hooked up with a week ago is standing in front of him. And he's probably thinking, holy shit, I forgot all about this.
And we go off on our date. Past.
Yeah, that's it. We go on our date. Well, he had no, like, I had no idea. He didn't tell me. I don't think he had any intention on telling me. So it wasn't until we finished our date and we had the option to camp together. And they say, if you're going to sleep together, you've got to give consent. We've all heard about this from Abby, et cetera, et cetera. If you're sharing a bed with someone, you must consent. Now, I think the producer stitched him up on purpose. She said, okay, guys, you're going to need to give consent if you're sharing a bed. Kieran, you've given consent before, so you know the drill. I'll get you to go first. And I went, hang on a
minute. Twice before? Like,
yeah, exactly. So I thought, hang on a minute. If he's given consent, it means he shared a bed with someone already. I just kind of kept the, like, my gritted teeth smile on my face, did my consent and thought, great, now we're on our own. I'm going to grill this motherfucker. What do you mean you've already given consent? It's been 5 days since I last saw you. And he was like, oh, yeah, I hooked up with Jess. I thought when he said hooked up, like, he said he kissed her one drunken night. and fell asleep together. So that's what he told me on the first day. I thought, you know what, I can handle that. You know, you're a single guy. We don't know what's going to happen. Fair enough. That's the paraphrase. I think there were a few swear words and whatnot in there as well from my end. But I decided, okay, look, we'll go back into paradise. We'll give it a shot. You know, fast forward 2 or 3 days and you see me have my meltdown in that room when he finally admits to me just so, you know, flippantly and just cool, calm and collected, yeah, fuck yes. And I went right off. Like, I thought, you freaking bastard. You deceptive little flea. Like, you have literally been love bombing me like the true narcissist that you are for 4 days. And here I am thinking we've got this good thing going on. And he just kind of flicked Jess like she was nothing at that rose ceremony. And he'd been sleeping with her not just once, not just twice, but for the full 4 days that she was there in the very hut right next to Renee's, like, grey. So for both of their parts, Kieran and Jess, it's pretty damn shitty.
And he was in Renee's bed as well.
And he was in Renee's bed as well. And he was in Abby's bed as well. And it's just like, what a mess.
Did you know about Renee and Kieran when you arrived in paradise?
Okay, so this is where the tea gets super hot. I know you love a hot, hot tea.
It's already
when
hot.
When he was messaging me for about a month before we actually met in person. And he was actually messaging me when he was at this wedding in the Gold Coast saying, I'm going to be in Sydney in 2 weeks' time. Can't wait to catch up for a drink. That was the weekend that he cheated on Renee. He was messaging me and cheating on Renee at the same weekend.
Get out.
And he also told me, this is really, that's really
oh my God.
He hadn't had a girlfriend or been with anyone since the end of The Bachelorette.
Oh my God. Get out.
To my understanding, from what I've heard from Renee, she dropped him at the airport the day he flew to Sydney to do his interview with Studio 10. And
stop it.
Then he came straight to me after that interview and we went for drinks.
Do you know,
busy. I don't know how he keeps up with
it. So busy. I don't even have time for one guy. It's too much. So Tennille lives on the Gold Coast. Do you reckon he was catching up with Tennille that weekend too?
Well, yeah, that was actually after Paradise and after we broke up.
Okay.
He went to
just
Brisbane.
Checking.
Like, he went to Brisbane after we broke up. Like literally a week after Tennille was with us at New Year's and Tennille saw the tattoo on his wrist and heard about how we were moving in together. Fast forward a week, she's out for dinner with him and out on a night out with him. And I just thought, one, you've got no tact, Kieran. Two, you've got no respect to Tennille. Three, I'm blocking everybody on social media and I'm going to go into hiding because I'm just over it.
Did Tennille know you guys were together?
Yeah, she was sitting there with us talking. We were explaining the tattoo
oh
and our new apartment.
God.
We want to get a dog. And
that's wild.
La, 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 la. So...
Oh, God.
I don't bloody know anymore what these people's morals are.
Oh, my God, this is so juicy. So we're both friends with Renee as well. Should I try to buzz her? I don't know if she'll talk, but she's a goody two shoes with Channel 10. Should I try?
Yeah, that's right.
I want to get her
version.
Yeah,
absolutely. Hello?
Hey, it's Megan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry to call you. I've just got Kiki on the phone too. I'm recording, just doing my little podcast. Is that okay? Kiki,
it's okay.
I didn't even wait for your reply.
Hey, Zane, how are you?
Hi, how are you, darling?
I know you're trying to stay in Channel 10's good books. Sorry. So we were just
waiting to pick me up.
Kiki, Kiki was just telling me about Kieran. We just wanted to get your version of events. So, because Kiki said she was messaging Kieran when you guys were still together.
Yeah.
When did you find out about Kiki?
I had no idea. Can we just clear it up? I had no idea.
I know.
He'd been single for 3 months. So anyway, I apologize.
Yeah, it was a lie. no, I found out after he said that he had cheated on me and was talking to other girls. So I assumed I did see Kiki. I mean, I love you to death. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I saw you commenting on his thing. So I kind of put two and two together.
Yeah, we're not idiots, are we? Yeah.
No, we're not.
So you before Paradise, you went in, you knew that what had happened with Kiki and that he was going to hook up with her. So you had a heads up.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your timeline with Kieran? Because I've been bombarded with questions from fans who are like, when, you know, this doesn't add up. When were they breaking up? When were they together?
Oh, I can imagine. So he told me that he cheated on me a week before I got the call from producers asking me to be on Paradise. So I kind of sat with my family and friends and just kind of like waited up because I wasn't sure if it was a good idea, but you know, I was like, I deserve to have a chance as well. I knew that there was going to be a 99.9% chance that he was going to be on the show, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it anyway. So then 3 weeks after I got the phone call, we went to Paradise. So it was a month all up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So did you, producers know that you'd gotten back together before Paradise after Bachelor?
Yeah, they did. I did tell them. Yeah. I was pretty honest about it.
Okay. And when did he cheat on you? A week before the show started?
No. So we were supposed to go to a wedding, but I couldn't go. And it was that weekend.
And he cheated on you at the wedding?
It wasn't at the wedding. So I think they went to some yacht. I don't know what it was, like a yacht club thing or something in Brisbane. Kiki, I think you were talking to him at this point too, yeah?
Yeah. So just told Megan, I'm like, he was texting me when he was at that wedding going, I can't wait to come to Sydney in 2 weeks, have some drinks. I'm trying to put on his voice right now. I'm a terrible British accent, but he's a bloody bastard, isn't he? Like, I can laugh about it now, but I'm just like,
oh yeah.
There's just so many degrees of like lies that I just now I'm seeing going, wow, I can't believe we're two pretty intelligent girls, but it's just so hard to see that I fell for that bullshit as well.
Mm.
Oh, I mean, I completely get it. I literally completely get it.
He's very convincing.
He is, very isn't he?
So another thing, Renee, so you said on the show when you were crying to Alicia, feels that Kieran had promised you that you were going to get back together in Paradise. Where does that fit in?
Yeah, like, I mean, it was kind of, so we obviously knew that there was going to be a chance that we would both be put on Paradise. And this was before I knew, he found out he cheated on me. This was before I knew that Kiki was talking to him, but he did mention, he was like, oh, we can do like a reunion in Paradise. You know, Kiki, you know what Kieran's like. He promises you the world and gives you peanuts. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah. It always sounds like a dream and naturally, it's a nightmare, yeah.
Absolutely. So that's where that came from.
So he was promising you, Kiki, and Tennille all to hook up in Paradise, probably Jess as well.
Pretty much.
Seriously. So wild. And
dirty dog.
You actually pulled out of Fiji. I don't know if many people know this. Actually, I did it on the podcast, but you actually pulled out of Fiji a few days before filming.
I did.
And I was actually the one who convinced you to go on the show and, you know, re-sign up again. I was stuck in the middle of you and Kieran mediating that breakup. It was very, very draining.
You did well. I think you were there for the both of us, as you know.
Well, Kieran almost pulled out as well. We both pulled out at one stage and then I was like, told you both to do it. So, I mean, I'll have to invoice Channel 10 for that work. Have you spoken to Kieran since the show?
No, since the show has been airing, have not spoken to him at all. I did know that we followed each other on Instagram, but then as soon as the first episode, he unfollowed me. So I was like, well, you're getting an unfollow back. That's cool.
Because Sam said on the podcast that you had actually spoke to Kieran since.
Yeah, so before the show, he actually, you know, sent me an apology and we had a bit of a chat about it. And he was just pretty much saying, like, whatever happens on the show, like, got you back, blah, 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 blah. I think tables turned when he started watching.
He's the one who needed someone to have his back. Unfortunately, like, I don't know how he thought that he needed to have your back. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you think he's...
Yeah, you know what he's like.
Do you think he's remorseful now, seeing it all play back? Like, do you think he realises how bad his behaviour was?
Look, I really hope he does. I really hope the next person that he is with, he shows a lot more respect than he ever did to Kiki and I. But you just honestly, I don't know. I don't know where his head's at the moment. Unfortunately,
from what I've heard about the Tally, is it Smith or Smith? Whatever, I don't know how to say her name. But from what I heard, a few people relayed back to me that she made a podcast about her relationship with him as well. So I don't think he's actually changed all that much. Like, I feel kind of she's trying to get on the bandwagon a little bit by telling her side of her story when it's got nothing to do with Paradise.
Yeah, I do know that Alicia actually had a chat with her because she had posted a picture with Kieran or something. And it was just pretty much saying, like he's a bad guy, but he's a good guy too, which is completely contradictory to what people were trying to do, I guess. So Alicia kind of had enough of it and didn't have a go at her. Like, she was quite respectful about it, but she just had her say as Alicia does, which is great. But then they ended up having a conversation through DMs. And I've heard that she semi went through the same thing you and I did and just got, ridiculous excuses about how he couldn't be with somebody and So I'm not entirely sure what happened there, but I think she is in the same boat as all of us.
Another one of his Oscar-winning performances, no doubt.
Yeah.
Why was he on? Why was he on her podcast then?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I think
I feel like he wants to play a united front card. Like, hey, but we're still friends. I'm not that bad of a guy. Right. But yeah,
because I
also, you know, I can't get in that guy's head. I have no idea what he'd be thinking.
I also saw that text exchange that was in the comments on one of the posts with Alicia and Tully, and she was saying basically that, you know, he's not a bad guy. But then she ended it saying, yeah, he's a fuckboy with a capital F. And I was like, does she like him or she doesn't? I was confused too.
Well, that's what we were getting. We were like, I don't really understand what you're getting at here.
Yeah, like she's trying to, I don't know if she's trying to cover up her heartbreak with a bit of humor and still come across like, she didn't really fuck me over that badly. I have no idea what that was about.
Very strange. Yeah. Hey, Renee, now that you're on the phone, I'm going to sneak in a question about Matt. What happened after Paradise with you guys?
Look, I think things just was really hard because obviously, you know, I live in Darwin and he lives on the Gold Coast. And I think distance really didn't help our situation. Like, great guy, deserves the world, but yeah, it didn't work out for a number of reasons.
Because I saw you guys you hung out on the Gold Coast, and then when did you actually break up?
So it was actually timelines. I think a couple of days before New Year's.
Oh, okay.
Around that time, because it was supposed to come to Darwin, but. He didn't come.
Why didn't he come?
He ended up, he actually broke up with me.
Before New Year's?
Seeing somebody else.
Really?
Yeah.
What, he just messaged you or called you?
Yeah, messaged me. I mean, like, it's fine. I completely understand because he is somebody that definitely needs somebody with him all the time. And at that particular moment, I was not prepared to leave my job, which I love, to kind of move for somebody that I still wasn't too sure about. Like, we had to make things work in the outside world, and unfortunately it wasn't working. So, yeah.
And what, he just messaged you saying, like, what, he did it over text? That's mean.
Yeah, like, it wasn't great, but at the end of the day, I've had worse. Like, God, I was a Kieran.
I was going to say, that's basically unscathed, really. Like,
at least you got a message. Kiki didn't even get a message.
It's exactly right.
So, I got a little bit of respect there.
And who did he start dating? Jess Power told me it was her brother's ex-girlfriend, Shay.
Yeah, Shay. Yeah, it was Shay, I think, yeah.
Do you think
I mean, I haven't spoken to her, so I'm not entirely sure timelines of her and Matt's relationship, but it'll be interesting to know how soon that started happening when we got back.
Because Jess kind of hinted that she thought that he was seeing you guys at the same time.
Well, it'll be interesting to find out. Do your dirty work, mate.
Oh my God. Well, I actually know someone that knows her. I should try to get her on.
Oh God. I'll just stay quiet in the background. Hello.
Hey, Shay. So,
hey.
We've got Shay on the phone. Shay, how are you?
Not bad. I might be worse soon.
So I've got Kiki and Renee from Paradise on the phone. We have a few questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you know, but Renee was dating Matt, obviously. Well, you do know if you watch the show. Renee was dating Matt before you.
Yeah.
Jess Power told me that she thinks that Matt might have been dating you and Renee at the same time. Do you know anything about this?
Listen, my heart is like racing because this is something that's been in my head for a while. And I actually confronted him about it. And he told me the complete opposite story. So he swore black and blue, no, I'm single. It was all staged for the show. We didn't actually have a relationship. We're never intimate. Never caught up with each other afterwards, never spoke to each other. It was all just a thing for the show. Like, I swear I'm single. I have been single ever since the day that we stopped airing. So that's my version.
Oh,
I literally feel like
God.
I'm going to puke because I feel like, actually shaking.
Sorry. When did you start? Oh, I just ambushed you. Sorry. When did you start dating him?
So we like
actually like got together properly the 31st of last year. So we went to a New Year's party together.
Oh, oh my God. Renee just told us that he was meant to go to Darwin to see her for New Year's Eve.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Or is that?
I'm not kidding.
What? How long before the 31st had you started talking to him?
Oh my God, I actually feel sick. It would have been like 2 or 3 weeks before of like non-stop talking, because that's how we were meant to catch up before New Year's, and then like things just got in the way, and then we're like, okay, let's do New Year's. And it was like his idea, because he's like, yeah, we can do the New Year's kiss. I'm like, it's the New Year's stuff.
Oh my God.
Which explains the message that he sent me, I think like 2 days before New Year's, saying that he had found somebody else and he was really happy and he couldn't like me anymore. And I was kind of like,
oh my God,
you're happy. Like, that's fine. But I didn't know any of this. So when we were still together, he was talking to you.
Oh my God. And meanwhile,
and don't worry, there's no hate there at all. Like, it's obviously weird.
I swear to God, I had no idea. I even checked with him like 3 times. I'm like, you sure? Like, there's nothing still there. And I remember even thinking, like, I even said to him, I was like, oh, when you guys like have to do the interviews and stuff, like, do you think you'll get back together? And he's like, no, it was all just like a haze for the show. Like, stop asking me. And I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
I actually can't believe he was like playing New Year's with you as well.
Yeah. So we had Alicia Glenn and a couple of my other friends from Bachelor come to New Year's, and he was supposed to be here as well, because, I mean, there's no caps here, so we can kind of get away with going out and not being bombarded and stuff. So it was just a good idea for them to come here. But he never, it was really strange.
Oh, my God.
That's
well, he clearly didn't beat me. Like,
I can't wait to tell Sam this.
Sam.
Oh, my God.
Sam's going to
die. I literally feel a little bit sick.
Same.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I swear to God.
It's not your fault. We just, it's not your fault. And there's no hard feelings there whatsoever. Like, I knew I should message you, but I was like, no, I'm not going to be one of those people. That's weird.
Well, I thought the exact same thing. I was like, should I? And then I was like, no, like, I'm just going to look like a weird stalker. I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to find out on a podcast. This is fabulous.
I think the moral of the story is, girls, is that we should always trust our intuition, because a woman's intuition never lies.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I should have trusted it a few times, apparently, because he may have used me to cheat on you, but he used someone else to cheat on me too. So,
what do you mean?
Oh, you're kidding.
Big circle, I think.
Who did he cheat on you with?
Well, he told me that he couldn't do the single mother thing, and that it was too much. This is after he moved in with me. So he was living with me, and then turned around and said he can't do the single mother thing. It's not for him, blah, blah, blah. And this is after I already confronted him about him and said, what's going on there? And he's like swore black and blue nothing was happening. And then obviously...
Wait, hang on a second. But isn't she a single mom as well?
Yep. So that was all just a lie, because he cheated on me and felt guilty.
Oh my God. We've come full circle. Shit. This is
we're
wild.
We're completely connected. Some incestuous.
It's actually incestuous.
Very wild.
Literally.
Is there not anyone you can date outside the reality world, guys? There is other guys out there.
Reality people.
Yeah, there's a band now. I'm not even from TV, and this is too much.
Oh my God.
So now he's still with Kim. So, oh God, I wish I had Kim's number to get her on the phone. We could be here till Christmas.
Oh, well, I came
to Darwin, actually, because we had a club appearance with Alex. So we caught up last Thursday.
So you've seen him since?
Recently. Yes, I've seen him. Like, everything was fine. But I didn't know any of this. I was like, we'll keep it cordial. Like, obviously, like from what I thought, we had a really special bond, but clearly we did not.
Oh, so you guys were kind of still friends up till now?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, not anymore.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This is wild.
No,
I mean, it's not even to me. It's the fact that he's done that to you as well. And I'm just like, I can't get over that. This sick.
Yeah. I just feel like it might just be a circle. Like, there was lots of, like you said, like when you're with him, you're like, yep, like this is it. It feels awesome.
Yeah.
But clearly there's some like back underlining things that you don't really see. Yeah. I don't know. I was pretty fucking distraught, to be honest, when I found out. So I can only imagine how you're feeling right now. Not a great feeling, but
We're strong, so it's fine. You know what I mean?
At least you guys kind of know everything now. Like, at least it's all out in the open.
Well, that's true.
Can move on.
I even said to my girlfriends, I was like, should I message her? And they're like, no. Like,
yeah.
That might make it worse, but I swear if I did early, we probably
I'm really, like, I'm best friends with my housemate, Sam, and I said to her, like, do you think I should reach out to her? And she's like, no, you're going to seem like crazy. I was like, yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Not going to do that.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think you guys need to move on and onto non-reality guys.
Mm,
all of you.
That's the plan.
Lesson learned. Well, thank you all for coming on. I feel like Oprah/Jerry Springer over
thank
here.
Thank you for the closure.
Glad to be of service. Thanks, guys. I'll chat to
all
you
right,
soon.
No worries.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
So you guys know I have all the info, and I've heard that our favorite Bachelor babes, Alicia Atkin-Radburn, Abby Chatfield, and Sophie Monk, are all using and loving HelloFresh. So I'm excited to announce that HelloFresh is a proud partner of the show. They're sending me one of their delicious boxes to try for myself. I cannot wait. You get fresh ingredients and easy to follow recipes delivered right to your door to create delicious home cooked dinners, which will be a total lifesaver for me right now. Join the HelloFresh party and use my code DRAMA90 at HelloFresh.com.au and get $90 off across your first four boxes. That's $40 off your first box, $30 off your second, and $10 off your third and fourth. And guys, I have heard their meals are to die for.
Oh my God.
So dramatic with Megan Pistetto.
Wow, I'm actually lost for words after today's episode. That was all too much, even for my standards. Some actual bombs have been detonated here today on So Dramatic. Run for cover, guys. If you have any requests for people you want me to get on, any specific questions that you want answered, or if you've got any juicy gossip for me, funny memes, whatever, slide into my DMs at Megan Pistetto or at Dramatic Podcast. A big thank you to everyone who has been tagging me, sliding into my DMs and sending me things. I seem to have spies everywhere helping me stay on top of all the drama, and I'm so appreciative of you all tirelessly doing God's work. If you haven't already, please join the Facebook group, So Dramatic Podcast. I have been sharing exclusive content on there daily and keeping you all up to date with everything So Dramatic. If you enjoyed this episode, which I know is all of you, please subscribe, rate, and review. 5 stars only, of course. And I usually don't ask for much from you except your love and attention, but I do need a small favor from you all. If you could please post a screenshot on Instagram whilst you're listening to the podcast, or share the episode link on Facebook, or text it to a friend, it would mean the world to me. Let's spread So Dramatic around more than Kieran in Paradise and even more than Matt on the Gold Coast, because I promise I'll be bringing you the juiciest scoops each week. Thank you for listening to another episode of So Dramatic.
Oh my God.
So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto.